Hello, Anchor Dissension family. What's up, community? This is Marisa, and this is another episode. In this episode, I'm going to talk about 5D success and what that feels like consciously and intuitively within the body, mind, and spirit. So we can think of success, or you know what? Matter of fact, I want you to visualize right now, take a moment and sink into, maybe imagine, visualize, feel what success is to you or for you. What does successful mean, or what does it look like? What do you sense around when you hear success or being successful? Okay, I want you to hold that now, and now I want you to tap into one way or one experience that you can think, feel, or sense into that reminds you of success or how you've been successful already. And are they relatable? Are they creating a disconnection between what you sense, feel, and believe success or being successful to be, and what you've known success, or what you can now say you've successfully moved through or into something or some way? Like, do they align, right? And if they don't, that's fine. That's why I created this episode and why I've kind of downloaded and wanted to talk about 5D success and what it feels like and can be like successfully feeling into what you've gone through and now acknowledging the growth, the evolution. Because that's the most important success that we can have in this life as a human, is when we acknowledge our growth, what we've learned, what we've gained as wisdom, as medicine, as knowledge, and what we can now bring forward in purpose and on purpose for others, for ourselves, in other new experiences and the opportunities that come forward. How can you show up more differently after leaving a toxic job, right? A job that took energy from you instead of filled your cup up, right? Instead of fueling you with inspiration, you now know what you want to seek in a job or a relationship to the work that you want to be doing. You know now from those previous relationships that were not bringing you what you needed, that were not giving you the satisfaction or the fulfillment or the connection or the healthy attachment, right? You now know and can take that forward into these new relationships or what you want to do when you're in the dating scene again, right? How that will feel for you when you connect with others, and what qualities, what personality, what behavior traits they are exuding, right? What they're sharing with you and how you feel about it. Does it remind you, does a part of their personality or behavior traits remind you of something familiar in a previous relationship that you just left? And are you going to consciously put yourself back in? No. And so that's success right there. That is 5D success. And also, all of the work that you've done now around your body, intuition, your mindset, all of the work that you've, the inner work, the shadow work, the inner child work, all of that, you can now consciously show up and you're more aware of when you're in experiences or in a certain place or space or with certain people and the energy and the vibe is off, and you can consciously say to yourself, I'm ready to leave. I want to go. Like, I want to leave this place or this experience right now. I want to honor what I'm feeling. I want to honor what I'm noticing. And I want to get myself into a place that, or space that feels like I can ground back into my body. I can be in my body safely, right? I want to give myself time and space to anchor all of my energy, to notice where I am, to find presence. And then maybe that means you go back into that experience, right? Knowing that you brought all of your energy back to you, back into a state of wholeness and presence. Or maybe you don't. You leave that situation because you know that it wasn't good for your well-being. It wasn't good for you anymore. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel good. The vibes were off, right? The vibes never lie. And so that's success. That's you learning and evolving around knowing your energy, vibration, and current frequency. That's you understanding and listening to your body's communication and intelligence. That's you tuning into your intuition, your internal guidance. That's you honoring and dedicating to your groundedness, to your beingness, to your humanness, to your presence, so that you can live in this reality, thriving, being in connection still, not disconnecting. That's success. That's creating a successful relationship with the self, with others, right? Because you're not reacting. You're not creating more drama in those moments, right? You've left those toxic or dramatic relationships that were creating distortion of your belief systems, right? Now that have changed over time. You don't want to talk about people. You don't want to gossip. You don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that just tells you their life's story, right? They just are taking up too much space and of your energy. They're not present. They're not aware of how their energy can be a vampire. But you are, and that's success. That's you becoming aware and acknowledging, like, okay, I'm done with it. I'm done with all of that old toxic behavior, that old empathic trait that I used to hold for others and never for myself, always overextending, overgiving. Now you know, and that's success. That's 5D success. Knowing that you're making a difference by sharing your light, sharing your words, sharing your presence with others through social media, through different outlets, raising the vibration of the planet, expressing love and compassion, kindness, light, source energy, that's success. Whether you pull and draw in clients from that, you're still giving out and receiving the light from within because you're seeing it throughout your reality. And you're able to gift that beautiful feeling of love, of light, of peace, of harmony within. You're exuding that, you're sharing that, you're channeling that. And that is success. So I want you to start to begin to remind yourself and download the frequency of success. Of 5D success, not of 3D success, but of 5D success. Knowing and evolving through the changes from within so that you can share and create. Right? You are co-creating now that success that's from within, so without. It's a beautiful perception and perspective shift when we can rethink what success is for us now. All right, my loves, that was just a quick little download and upload of success, 5D success, being successful in the 5D reality, the realm of feeling, of sensing, of being. Okay, I love you all.